السلام عليكم.
ني هاو.
مع السلامة.
أوي. هالو.
ني
سلام.
هالو.
Hello, hi, how are you? Welcome to International Student Stories, where we share authentic stories from international students studying in the U.S. My name is Simon Hamlin. I am your guide on this journey. Together, we get to explore international students' dreams and passions and the impressive things they do to help shape our schools, society, and the world. Thank you so much for joining us. Boeja Fuchano is back for part two. In our first interview with Boeja, we listened to three songs from his soon-to-be-released EP. We learned about his upbringing in Abuja, Nigeria, how his passion for music first started, and his journey to the U.S. Today, we go even deeper into his life story. Boeja shares three more songs that cover themes like family, death, religion, sexuality, and spirituality. Thank you to Boeja for sharing so much of his personal story in these interviews. It brought up tears and laughter and new discoveries. I'm so excited for you to hear Boeja Fuchano's International Student Story. And we are back with Boeja. Thanks again for joining us for part two of this two-part interview.
Yes, I'm glad to be back for part two.
Yeah, and in the magic, you're in the same room, and it's all, we're doing the same thing. It's just magic how we make that happen.
Right.
All right. I'm going to go right into our next song, because in this episode, we're going to play the last three songs on your EP and talk about your life through that. So the first song we're going to play today is Fade.
I'm cold, I'm over this. I'll go where I'm welcome then. A home torn apart from within. I'm cold and my body's weak. They drove me to emergency. My soul drifts and in between.
Hey, that brought back lots of emotions. Wow, to hear my song. Wow. I hear it, but to hear with you guys, it's different.
What comes up for you when you hear that?
Well, first of all, I'm proud of how far it's come. That was, I think, one of the first songs, if not the first songs I wrote for this new EP. It has been through many hands as well in terms of production, because I always wanted to get it right. And to hear the final product, it's just like, I'm so proud. So that's why I'm a little bit emotional hearing it. And also because of the meaning of the song, I don't think I could perform this live. I mean, maybe one time or twice, but it's really an emotional song for me. It's really deep. It's like tears and everything.
Where did it come from?
Depression, pain, just lots of pain, lots of sorrows, just, you know. I don't know if people understand what the song really is about, but I like to hear people's interpretation of the song. But there's definitely a backstory to the song, and it really comes from a lot of pain. So that's why I'm emotional just hearing it right now.
Yeah. Well, first of all, so we hear a little bit of background voices. This is because you are in an office space at school. Yes. So this is just part of the atmosphere that we're in, and yes, it's all part of the episode, which is great. But I just want people to know where that's coming from. You talked about this, the backstory of this song. Do you want to share that, or is that something that you want to leave to listeners' interpretation?
Honestly, I would love to leave it to the listeners' interpretation, because I want to see what they think of what the song is about, which if they can, whatever they come up with, it's valid. That's their take on it. But I know where I'm coming from with the story. I would actually like to hear your point of view if you think you have an idea of like what the song is about.
Well, what comes up for me, this is partly because I know just a few things about your story from previous conversations that we've had. I know you're a cancer survivor.
Yes, I am.
So that comes up for me. And you talked about in the previous episode, you touched on your dad's passing in 2019. So that comes up for me. And then being a student far away from home, everything that we've all gone through as a world these last couple years. And you talk about depression, and that comes up for me. That hits for me personally. That is what I take from it. If I didn't know some of your backstory, I would probably go toward that depression side. And also, it sounded like there was some life and death in there as well, with the fading and that the sounds of, it almost sounded like an operating table, like we're losing him. So that comes up. And then I'm really actually curious on the voice at the end too. That immediately, I think of your, you know, I don't know your father at all. I've never heard him speak. But from the little bit you've mentioned in the previous episode, I think of his voice or some all-powerful voice. So that is my interpretation of it.
Like I said, you're pretty much spot on, to be honest. And I'm glad that you said everything you said, because it's all part of it. It's all part of it.
Well, how old were you when you were diagnosed with cancer?
I was young. I was like, well, I thought I was young, but apparently even babies get cancer, which is so sad. Because from my knowledge as a kid, I thought, you know, you had to reach like a certain age, at least elderly, before you got it. So I was shocked. My mom was shocked. The student doctors at the time were shocked, because they thought it was something else. They thought it was maybe like a throat infection, because I had a lump on my throat, the left side. And so I thought, okay, maybe it was like some bacteria or something, some swelling. But then the main doctor, now he was like, no, he was like looking at my mom. And then I was looking at my mom, and then we were like looking at both each other. And then he was like, oh, it's cancer. And we're like, cancer where I'm from? That's like a dead sentence. So basically he told me I was going to die in my ear. But then at that point, I just looked at my mom. She looked at me, just emotions were high, tears were rolling, and I'm just, what, 16, 17? Am I going to die at this young age? You know, I haven't achieved my goals. I haven't won a Grammy yet, you know?
Right.
So it was really hard to hear that. But he assured us that it wasn't the one that was going to necessarily cause too much of a complication that I might not recover from. So that was a bit of a relief. It was Hodgkin's lymphoma, by the way. So he said it's treatable. And even though it was treatable, it wasn't like, I wasn't 100% sure I was going to survive it, because like I said, cancer, from where I'm coming from, how we see cancer is like, it's just dead automatically with our healthcare system at that. But luckily we were diagnosed in Nigeria, but then we went to Namibia where I had my treatment, and it was chemotherapy and radiotherapy. Yeah. And I thank God I'm in remission right now. So, you know, it's been years. I'm glad I was able to survive that, because I know cancer is it's a big deal, and a lot of people don't have the opportunity that I had. It's by God's grace, it's not by my doing. So happy about that. And yeah, it was torture at 16, 17, going through chemotherapy, not feeling good, nausea, just all the symptoms. My mom, my sisters, my dad just looking at me and just feeling sad. And I'm just like, oh my God, don't look at me like that. It's going to be all right. Trying to reassure them, trying to reassure myself. And I kept it a secret from my friends. I just kept it within the family, because I was ashamed at that point, you know, to tell anyone that I had cancer, even my best friend. But now when I think about it, I'm like, that's stupid. I survived. I should tell my story. People should hear some words of encouragement from me. This is a testimony. You don't keep your testimony to yourself. You share it with the world. So I learned a lot about that. And now I try to live life to the fullest or to the best I can.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you talked about that in the last episode too, of feeling maybe embarrassed or some shame around needing help.
Yeah. And
I hope that continues to change. We talked about it last episode too, but this is really important songs, important messages, and important stories to share. So I hope you realize that and are okay with accepting people's help.
I'm still learning.
Yeah, it's a process. Yeah, it's a process. And as you were talking about it too, years ago I did work at the Seattle Children's Hospital, and I would see a lot of young cancer patients. So it brought that up, those images for me as well. And I want to just give a quick shout out. I have a cousin who is in the hospital right now. Her name is Samantha Searles. She just had a brain aneurysm.
Oh my God.
And this just all kind of flooded in for myself. So this is what your music does. It brings up stuff for others as well. So this is hopefully a testament to your music, but I want to give her a shout out and wish her the best. And thinking of her and family, and yes. Thank you for giving us a platform to talk about that type of stuff. And I'm so grateful that you're here with us and you survived. And
thank you so much.
Amazing how quickly after overcoming cancer that you then came to the U.S. It wasn't that long after, right?
Kind of not too long, yes, but. Before we go into that, just praying for your family. I pray she recovers from it. I'm sorry to hear about that situation. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it, because I've shut it out in my mind for so long, because it was a part of me, stage of my life I didn't want to really go back to. So sometimes I find it hard to remember stuff in that era, because it's just, you push it back. But you're right. Some time did pass before the cancer. But not too much, like you said. And then come to the U.S. And then it's kind of tied to also my dad as well, because he passed away from cancer. So it was just lots of emotions. Unfortunately, when he got diagnosed, he was stage 4. I think it was a stomach cancer, something with the belly. And he's a big man, but he lost a lot of weight. But that's what cancer does sometimes. And he just went through the treatment, but his body wasn't strong enough. And unfortunately, he left us. Yeah. And I couldn't go home at that time, you know, because it was also during the whole, it wasn't the COVID period, but it was just a struggle for me to just go back home in time, because everything just happened so fast, because we don't take time to bury the dead. It's just like within a week, they're like, oh, he has to be on the ground and everything, the ceremonies and the family, uncles, aunties. It was too much. And I had exams at that point, and I was like, what do I do? Just a lot of uncertainties. Like, can I go and come back and continue my studies? Do I lose my scholarship? Or just so many factors. But then my mom and my sisters and also family members are like, we know you want to be here with us, with family, but you're chasing your dream, and we wouldn't want that to interrupt your dream and your goals. And surely my dad too would have understood, because he helped me get here. He wanted this for me as well. It took me a while to believe he wanted this for me, but he really put in a lot of work and sacrifice for me to be here. So that's what happened.
And you paid a beautiful tribute to him through your music. Can I play Father, Father?
Yes, please.
Father, Father, did you ever love me? Did you love your children by telling them they were a burden? Father, Father, why'd you really leave me? Why'd you come back home to leave me all alone? Father, 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 I'm really sorry. You might be listening and wearing a dirty laundry. Father, Father, I didn't get it when you buried your skin in the books you were reading. Father, 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 I needed a father, like I had my mother to play the part for you. But Father, Father, it wasn't the same. Growing up with the change at the age when things were strange. You didn't explain, you just turned a page. Just turned a page. Those kids were to blame. Family tree, different lane. No love in the vein. Man, no love in the game. Father, Father, did you ever love me? Did you love your children? What's your side of the story? Father, 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 Heavenly Father, they say I'm a sinner, cause I couldn't love her. Father, Father, I know they love me, and love is love. I checked all the above. Yeah, the world still haunts me, the world still burning, the world is saving, everyone thinks they're holy, but who are they to judge me? To think that they are above me.
Yes, it's from their own sins. They believe so damn funny, while you're mad, cloudy.
You best come at me with a bragging.
Actually, honestly, what's comforting?
God calls me.
So don't bother me.
Don't bother me.
Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
Father, Father, when I think about it, you had your way of showing that you really love me. Father,
I needed time to believe it.
Father,
gone up to glory.
I feel like I'm in therapy. Oh my God. Wow. Ooh. excuse me. Lots of emotions. Disclaimer, this is a depressing EP, just by the way. If you haven't really guessed it by now, it's a lot of
healing. Surprised you say that. Because, well, a couple things. All of your songs I love on this EP. Father, Father is my favorite.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And to me, it's this beautiful mix of it's very whimsical and playful and all this depth in it as well. And even watching you listen to it, I saw your eyes looking up. There was this hopefulness to it as well. So I don't know. I don't hear your songs on this EP as depressing. There's something about it, and especially with Father, Father, there's a lot of hope behind it as well. And I think just getting some of this out there and telling your story, even if it does feel depressing, just sharing it makes people feel less alone. So that in itself is not depressing to me.
Thank you. Thank you. When you put it like that, yes. Well, it came from a lot of hurt and pain, and I get what you're saying. And you're right. I'm glad you picked up on the whimsical and the deep in-depth of the story, because I was not as close to my dad like I guess most boys want to, or maybe it was just me, because I grew up around girls, women, ladies, my mom, my two sisters. It was just the four of us mainly. And I get it, because dad had to work and it wasn't his personality to be so social. He was just all about his books. So I even referenced that in the song. So I always picture like he had this whole entire other family, which were his books, because he loved them a lot. And as a kid, I was like, oh, you clearly love the books more than me. They must be your children and not me. So writing this song was fun. And also it had a lot of pain to it as well. And it wasn't coming from a bad place, because if you hear it, you know, some people are like, oh my God, why would you say that about your father? Why are you airing out dirty laundry? But it's my journals, my confessional, and no family is perfect. That's what I wanted to just let people know, that what you saw from the outside was what you saw from the outside. And this is from the inside. And this is the truth. I'm not trying to hide it. I do love my dad. I'm sad of his passing, but there's always a story, you know. It wasn't perfect, but at the end of the day, that's why I wrapped it up with that part in falsetto, which was the song. I think I referenced this in part one. He always sang this song. And so I'm just happy that I was able to incorporate that and honor him in that kind of way. And just listening to it back now, that brought lots of emotions. Like, I miss him and my family hasn't heard this song yet. So I can only imagine how they would receive this. And I'm just proud of this one. And I'm glad you say it's your favorite, because it really means a lot to me. It really does.
And you had talked in the last episode about there's the line at the end in this song that speaks to your heritage and is different language. That was the one in falsetto?
Yeah, that was the one in falsetto. So that was,
can you sing that again?
That was Jukin. Okay, so so it's kind of funny, this translation. I asked my mom, I was like, what is he saying? So it's a song that says, oh, why, Lord? Like, oh, why? That's basically what it is in English. And it's usually like when you've lost hope, or you're going through a tough time, or, you know, things are not going the way you want it to go, you kind of tend to sing that song. And so when he sang that song, I just, not knowing the meaning of it, you know, the way he sang, because he's not a singer, he just, you know, sang the way he sang. And I just found it funny because he didn't have like much melody to it. And when he sang that song, it just, oh, look at my dad, look at him sing. So that was a fun memory until I learned what it meant. I was like, oh, he was a man who was misunderstood. He was going through some things that we didn't know as kids. And maybe that's where some of my judgment came upon him. Like, you know, he wasn't doing this and that and that, but he was the man trying his best for his family. At the end of the day, that's what I learned. And that's why I decided to make the song, to honor him in that kind of way. Like, yes, we didn't have the perfect relationship, but no, there's no such thing. But I recognize you as my dad, and you do love me in your own way. He always made sure we had our tuition paid. There was a roof over our head. There was food on the table. So that is was his way of showing us love. It wasn't necessarily like, come here, I love you, or like a hug. He wasn't that kind of man. And where I'm from, Nigeria, we're not so, we don't really show affection like that. The men don't. So yeah, it took me a while to understand, but yeah, daddy loves me.
Yeah. If he was here today and he listened to the song, what do you think the first things he would say to you would be?
Oh my God. I truly wish he heard this. Honestly, I'm curious. I don't know what I'm sure he might laugh a little bit, but he might give me the look like, are you serious? Did you actually put this in a song? And probably we might have a conversation about it. I'm sure he'll be curious. What happened? What did I do to make you write this song? Just something, a bonding moment, I guess.
Man, I wish I could see both of you together, because I've had this privilege of watching you when each song is playing and seeing your reactions. And I just have this image of if you and your dad were side by side, I would be so fascinated to just get to watch both of your reactions to the same song.
Oh, yeah.
I wish.
Yeah.
All right. This makes me sad. We're going to your last song, Waylon Smithers.
I know how you feel. I've dreamt the same dream. Where flowers wither, there's no inner peace. We felt the same things. Our hearts are tethered, but your heart's in Malibu, where you stay. See, you're close to the place you had your heart broken.
It's sad because I don't know what you saw in his eyes. Especially when he treated you like a nobody.
Like a nobody. Yeah. You stayed by his side, your secret inside. He couldn't see you with his eyes. And you were always in a daydream, dreaming all the time he was on your mind. It took 27 years of time for you to finally come out. It takes a while for guys like us to smile. Boy, you should be proud. Your freedom starts now, but you're sad it is out. Ooh, Smithers, it's okay to cry. It's okay right now. Waylon Smithers, Waylon Smithers, ooh. It's okay to cry. In time you go dry your eyes. Waylon Smithers, Waylon Smithers. Ha, 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 ha.
Waylon Smithers. It was a fun song to make and to write. And it was also a big relief to put that out there. Lots of questions, I know, but Waylon Smithers.
We've talked about each song and gone into detail. Something feels like I want to just leave this one and let people do what they want with it. What do you think of that?
That would be perfect, especially people back home.
Sure.
Really interesting, yeah.
So instead of digging into the song itself, I just want to end this second episode with you and just ask you, what are you most grateful for?
Oh my God. When you just asked that question, first thing that wanted to pop out of my mouth was life. I'm grateful for life. Been through a lot, seen a lot of things at a young age, even in my old age right now, although people say I'm not old, but 30 is old. But I'm just grateful for life because it's been a journey. And one thing, you just got to appreciate the journey of life. If life was just one way, I don't think it would be so challenging or like interesting. No variety. So the ups are the best, but then there's also the downs. And it's just a matter of how you turn it around and make it into an up. And that's what I'm grateful for, just life. Without life, I wouldn't be here. Almost wasn't, but God. So I'm here living my dreams in USA, in the best college of my life, Los Angeles City College. I mean, come on. I have family, I have friends, I have new friends, I have new colleagues, I have you guys. I have people listening to my song now and my story. Thank you guys so much. I mean, life just feels like life right now. So thank you.
Thank you. Right. This has been such a privilege to be able to listen to your music and for you to share your music with us and talk about your life through your music. So, Bueja, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. To you too, Simon. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you again for listening to International Student Stories. And thank you to our team for putting together this episode. Stories are meant to be shared, so please pass the story on to a friend or family member who needs to hear a good story. A few other quick notes. I invite you to check out the show notes if you want more details on some of the topics discussed in this episode. For all the latest podcast news, stop by our website, studyintheusaglobal.com/podcast. That's studyintheusaglobal.com/podcast. Subscribe to the International Student Stories podcast to be alerted on new episodes. And contact us if you know of a current or former international student whose story needs to be shared with the world. Goodbye for now, be well, and much love to each and every one of you.